This is Angelina Mosier Salazar. The last few weeks have marked an unprecedented amount of attention on police departments across the nation and here in Milwaukee following the death of George Floyd by Minneapolis police. In a moment where hundreds of residents are demanding change in how policing is conducted, it's important to highlight the body that holds power to enact change in the police department. That body is the Fire and Police Commission, created in 1885 to keep politics out of public safety.
So we're an oversight body. There's a seven members on the Fire and Police Commission. It's a very diverse group: attorneys, business owners, retired firemen, and of course, I'm a retired Milwaukee police officer.
That is Commissioner Raymond Robakowski, the most recent addition to the FPC board.
Whether it be in the form of a complaint or the wanting to know what we can do to fix one of the policies, or any other question, we're the only ones you can go to. You can call your alderman, or you can call the mayor's office, but the oversight's going to come from us.
Civilian oversight committees often have the ability to look into complaints, but ultimately have only the power to make recommendations, either to the mayor or the police chief. Milwaukee's FPC is different in that it has the capacity to act on those recommendations. For citizens who have complaints against the police department, Commissioner Robakowski says,
we are the ones that probably could help you the most.
The FPC can hire or fire the police and fire chiefs, audit internal investigations, discipline employees for misconduct. All of that and more falls under the FPC.
We have the ability to implement policies that can make the changes that are needed. And again, it could be by just reviewing an SOP, the standard operating policies of a department. So again, if there's something that we can tweak, then we look at that and we do it.
And they've done that. Most recently, at the end of last year, the FPC amended MPD's policy. The new policy requires police to have a judicial warrant signed by a judge in order to assist immigration and customs enforcement agents in arresting people for possible deportation. But not everyone has welcomed FPC's oversight. This is former Milwaukee Police Chief Harold Breyer speaking in 1984.
There's no way that a part-time commission with no police experience or expertise can run a department such as the Milwaukee Police Department. It just can't be done.
Breyer was speaking out against a bill that ultimately gave the FPC even more power and oversight over the police department. He was staunchly against such measures.
And then for the commission to be able to issue directives to the chief and the chief must implement, again, I say that this could take in assignments, transfers, promotions, disciplinary actions, and even the kinds of arrests that would be made. And it just doesn't make good sense. And as I said, it'll destroy the department. It's not good for the department. It's not good for the citizens or the community.
The measures passed, and the Milwaukee Police Department was not destroyed. Today, the Milwaukee FPC is among the oldest and most powerful commissions in the country. And at 5:30 tonight, the FPC will be meeting virtually to take up a resolution to amend MPD's standard operating procedure for use of force and civil disturbance in crowd management. You can tune in online at city.milwaukee.gov/citychannel. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.